The United Nations has accused Islamic State militants of committing mass atrocities in Syria and recruiting children as fighters. UN investigators say public executions are a common spectacle in areas run by the group, and momentum is building for an international force to fight the militants in Iraq, with Australia signalling it's ready to help.
We're at a high state of readiness. We're at a good state of readiness at all times. Apart from saying that, I wouldn't want to say any more.
Qantas is facing the worst financial result in its history. Analysts are forecasting losses of more than $1 billion when full-year results are released this morning. There's speculation that more job cuts could follow the 5,000 already announced. Health Services Union whistleblower Cathy Jackson is back before the Trade Union Royal Commission today to answer questions about an alleged slush fund. Her former husband told the commission yesterday that she had paid him $50,000 from the fund as part of a divorce settlement, but she claims it was for a political campaign. A 38-year-old man will face court today charged with murdering and raping a Brisbane mother of four. Anthea Amari's body was found in her Norman Park home in the city's east early on Tuesday morning.